So I want to make sure I understand. So, you started to sing in your sleep again?
Yeah, it's like, a tonal sort of sequence.
I see. So, when in time space would you like to start?
So, I am in Fajardo. It's in the northeast part of Puerto Rico. I'm young. About 8 or 9 years old. I'm not sure.
And are you alone?
No. My dad, my uncle Theo Frank, my cousin Vivian, and my brother are with me. It's nighttime. I notice the moon is slowly full and bright. The street is dimly lit. I'm walking along a wide sidewalk. I'm trailing behind the others and running my hand along a thick concrete railing. And beyond it, there are rocks that are bigger than me. The sandy shore and the darkness of the sea. I am lost between music that is loudly coming from the slowly passing voceteos with flashy colors.
Voceteos? I am not familiar. Tell me a little about them.
They are these cars with elaborate speaker systems, and people play music loudly. It's an art as much as it is kind of a culture and a competitive sport in a sense.
Sounds quite intense.
Yeah, they're all across the island.
And what else do you notice?
Well, as I walk, I notice places in between pockets of cars where music from them blends with the music coming loudly from all the different open-air restaurants where people dance and, you know, drink. And I turn my head and I feel the humid air blow across my face. I can hear the heavy waves as they crash into the shore. There are many people around. I hear people speaking so fast with such a melody. I feel immersed in this field of sensing. I realize I'm lagging behind the others and hurry to catch up. By now, my dad and uncle are speaking to one another about where we're going. There seems to be a little confusion among them.
Sounds pretty overwhelming. Tell me more about that.
Well, apparently, Theo Frank knows some guy with a boat, and we're supposed to meet him somewhere very soon. It feels like we are behind on time, and we don't know where we're going. After stopping a few times to ask for directions, we arrive at the beach of Las Croabas. now things start to feel a little bit more hectic.
How so?
Well, I'm surrounded by many others, and some arriving, you know, emerging from the darkness, some that seem to be waiting for something. I've lost my dad and my uncle, and uncertainty starts to build. They both soon return with more information about the location and time. A man approaches and he's smoking a cigarette and collects the fare from each party and then pushes the boat into the water. Well, then we exchange a few words with my tío and my cousin, and minutes later, my dad, my brother, and I, we find a seat in a small fishing boat with a tiny motor and about 15 others. There's a towel across my shoulder. My dad turns around and he doesn't think this is OSHA approved. I have no idea what he means, but I gather he's referring to the spectacle of unease born from, you know, 20 people that are now crammed into this tiny boat.
And then what happens?
It takes more than 10 tries to get it started. The motor is lowered into the water, and it's loud and scratchy. The boat slowly begins to move forward, and the weight of us all, you know, it feels drunk and heavy. We start to move through a narrow opening of trees and in the opposite direction of the ocean. My momentary confusion soon turns to curiosity and wonder as I'm now surrounded by thick mangrove trees on both sides. I imagine that they are these ancient beings, these others of skeletons protecting this area. And intuitively, I reach my hand and graze the water, which creates these mysterious streaks of blue.
Streaks of blue. How do you mean?
It's the bioluminescence of this particular lagoon, Laguna Grande. It's tiny phytoplankton creatures called dinoflagellates. They eat sunlight as well as other organisms, and they emit this blue light when they're disturbed. Many different kinds, but in PR there's a particular species, Pyrodinium bahamense, that is both bioluminescent and actually quite toxic.
Yes, I've heard about this. Plankton.
Yes, drifters. Wanderers.
You seem to know a lot about this. Tell me more about this light.
It's this interaction between oxygen and this enzyme, luciferous. From the Latin lux or light, and vere, which is to bring or carry, which is where we get Lucifer, the light bringer. And when these organisms are in bloom, they cause quite a spectacle, and the island has some of the brightest bays and lagoons in the world.
Exciting.
It's all right next door.
Exit.
Come to Puerto Rico.
Exit.
Now.
Exit
the
ad.
Best thing.
Ad.
Rico has to offer.
Exit ad.
Right, so you're in this lagoon in a boat, correct? What else are you noticing?
Yeah, I'm entranced. I look deeper and... The boat continues through the narrow mangrove lined waterway and turning slightly around a bend that reveals an opening the size of a small lake and a depth of darkness in all directions. The moon still hangs above, and noticing its light reflecting over the silent water. At this point, the boat pulls up to a small floating dock. Floating in the center of this lagoon. And multiple conversations come into view. I see a few toward the front of the boat who are the first ones to get off. And to my surprise, they just dive right into the water. My brother and I look at each other in some excitement. And then we ask Dad if it's cool, and I follow my brother off the boat onto the dock. And next I notice that I'm filled with such an overwhelming feeling.
Yeah, makes sense you would feel overwhelmed. Let's dive into that a bit.
Well, it's one of magnetization. I can't explain it exactly. I am drawn in and simultaneously filled with a surreal mix of fear and amusement. The others are laughing and diving in again, and finally I take the plunge. Explosions of blue surround me like stardust. The water is both cool and warm and salty and fresh. I get out and jump in again. I tread water and marvel as my feet, my hands, generate swarms of light that quickly fade just to return again. I lean my head back and float. I imagine the moon's light dripping down from the sky to the sea and across the water.
And what do you feel in this moment?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I'm overtaken with amazement and joy, but also a strange stillness, a silent gratitude, even. Everything seems to fall away, and suddenly I don't recognize who I am or where I am, and everything seems so with amazement, like, and joy, but a presence, a strange... This sense stretches for, time. Similar. Where these phenomena occur. Changing, in a sense. Migrating. Up and down. This vertical mixing of being unrooted, though with flow, just to drift, to wander, to plan, to play. A teaching to reach greater depths in the moving map of darkness, where inside becomes out and outside becomes in, settling, occurring in open waters and carried by a current at the point of contact, settling at the active site. With the active site, we bloom as we must. Sorry, I lost my thought.
I'm curious how you're feeling. I hear you going from joy and amusement to this strange sense.
Oh, right. I don't know. I feel, well, now, something familiar emerges, a curiosity. These beings of light, they also produce a neurotoxin that
Warning.
Can affect fish and food systems.
Please complete biometric data harvest setup to continue using our patented empathy support technology for this session. Heart rate and blood pressure data necessary to proceed. Remove headset before applying blood pressure monitor, and then replace headset to initialize harvest process.
Attention, please. Please keep silent and relax. Keep the cuff at heart level. Start measurement now.
They have these armored shells. They create, you know, half the oxygen that we breathe.
A seed. A cyst. A growing body forming the walls by the space it encloses. And all the spaces within it.
They reproduce as little
settling
cysts like seeds.
Settling. A fossil.
Settling.
a possibility, bringing light. Seeds sink to the ocean floor, can lay dormant for weeks, months, even 100 years. They have more DNA as a single-celled organism than the human body? To the contact between me and outside of me.
And they create copies, 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 copies. Sequences and sequences. There's such possibility.
Say more about that.
What does it mean to be disturbed? To be disrupted? To be agitated? To respond with a controlled flow of chemicals across boundaries? To be a part of a living system, to be a living system where particular conditions make it possible to sense and act, to distinguish between self and other, to extend to the external. To become outside in and inside out, and
to release disturbance as marvel.
It sounds like you're attributing a sort of consciousness to these algae.
To see light becoming a thing from tangles of darkness.
Did you know pyridinium? They move vertically, spin around, and also orient themselves by the gravitational forces of the Earth and the current of the waves.
Warning. Biometric data reading indicates rising levels of saxitoxin.
Yes. I seem to recall you mentioning your intense interest with the Puerto Rican trench. It is related to something about the area surrounding the island having particular gravitational anomalies. Do I have that right?
The Puerto Rican trench. Yeah, the earthquakes, they're caused by these shifting plates of the deepest place of the Atlantic Ocean, and, you know, they tell me they have bases under the water.
Right. They. Excuse me. I'm referring to my notes. Are these the superior light beings that you've mentioned in previous sessions?
Yeah.
As if slipping between a night sky glowing with undulations in this direction and glinting in the depths, and blooms bright enough to converse with the moon, spreading out like water, like blood, of the same flow, of the same sea, flowing with a glittering message of stars across the surface, emit, reflect, give off, give out, give off, give out, flickering fractions of signals repeating, signals repeating, signals repeating.
Would you say you are hearing voices again?
Warning.
You know, they tell me.
I'm sorry.
Warning.
Free trial of Depth Psychology Isostasy Therapy Voice Companion subscription expired.
Warning.
Please deposit additional wet coin to user account to continue web energy connection session.
Warning.
I'm so sorry. I am. I am. I am so sorry. I am.